Welcome to the Yes Mujer Build It podcast, the podcast for ambitious mujeres who are committed to building a business, career, and life they love. I am Master Coach Wendy Amara, and I'm going to teach you the mindset tools and strategy that will help you stay in consistent action so you can build it. Let's get started. Hello, 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 powerful mujeres. Welcome back to the Yes Mujer Build It podcast. I just got back from this amazing retreat that I facilitated, and hosted, but would have loved to have been a participant in. One of the beautiful things that you get to do once you're at this level of being a CEO, running your own business, being a coach and a trainer and a facilitator is you can design things that are a perfect fit for you. You can actually create what you would have liked to have seen available for you in your journey, right? That's one of the most beautiful parts of being the boss is that I get to decide what we do for 3 days. And we just got back yesterday from this three-day retreat with my mastermind students. Yes, shout out to the Get It Done Mastermind, the fall 2023 cohort that is finishing in the middle of April. So we still have like 6 weeks to play. And I call it playing because that's really what we do in the mastermind. We play games to reach our goals. Plus, it's a great way to look at your business as a game that you're playing that has a finishing end, that has a winning goal that you're working towards, right? I have so much to tell you about the retreat. And it ties in perfectly with what I'm talking about today, which is synergy. Yes. Have you heard that word before? Synergy. What is synergy? Have you experienced it in your life? Where have you experienced it? Do you understand what synergy feels like? Because this weekend, we created synergy. In fact, this group of women has been creating synergy for the last couple of months. And I'm going to tell you why I think this is happening and what synergy is, and also some of the amazing things that we got to experience during the retreat without giving away too much. This is absolutely the most excited I have ever been in my business, because what I'm starting to see in all of my clients, and I mean all of them, is an awakening, a spark of like, oh, I get it now. Oh, this being work that you keep talking about, Wendy, I feel it. I'm experiencing it. I'm starting to take action from that place. And I'm starting to create massive results. Yes. I mean, somebody this morning from the mastermind booked a $1,500 gig like nothing, just from coming back home, being who she was being from the mastermind. These are the amazing results that women start to get when you are practicing this work. And what we did at the retreat was really practice what I call being work. If you've listened to the podcast before, or maybe you want to look back at your notes, what is being work, right? Who you are being is the first part of be, do, have. And I talk a lot about be, do, have. There's a whole episode on be, do, have. Who you are being is your thoughts, your feelings, your intentions. Like, what's your intention for the day? I had an intention for the retreat. What is your beliefs? This is a really big one, because a belief is basically your thoughts and feelings combining as a truth in your body. So belief. And the last one is the frequency at which you vibrate at, right? The energy that is coming from who you're being. It's a feeling we get when people walk in the room and they haven't said anything, they haven't necessarily done anything, but they make us feel energetically a certain way. All the healers listening to this understand frequency work. In fact, that is a big part of what you do as healers, is you heal based on frequency. That is who you are being. Transformation happens in being work. It is 100% the most powerful shift you can make in your life. Most of us and the human brain likes to focus on strategy, and strategy is a how. It is a doing part, right? Strategy can help you change your life, but strategy will never transform your life. transformation happens when you shift who you are being. Yes. Listen, that was a really powerful statement I just made. So please keep listening to the podcast because I'm going to start explaining what I mean by the difference between transformation and change, and also what I mean by shifting who you are being. In fact, I just did a whole webinar for Inspired Action, my group coaching program, on shifting, moving from one feeling to another, shifting who you are being, right? Choosing thoughts that work better for you. Those are all examples of shifting. Okay, synergy. How do you define synergy? What is your working definition of it? Some of you are probably going to go look it up right now or Google it. Here's the definition that we are going to use for this podcast. Synergy is the interaction or cooperation between two or more agents, right? Agents could be like people, organizations, corporations. You, each of my clients in the mastermind have their own businesses. So they're each kind of their own little business agency, right? So the cooperation and interaction between two or more agents to produce a combined effect greater than the sum of their separate effects. Yes, synergy happens when you bring people together and their combined effect is greater, I think exponentially greater, than what they could do by themselves individually, or even the sum of their parts. So you bring 10 people together, you add them up, you know, that's 10. But what happens when you have synergy is you can reach numbers like 100, 200, 1,000, because you're working on the exponential plane. Things start to expand. Things start to click. Here's the feeling I got this weekend, and I've had it for a couple of months, but it really solidified at the retreat because we were physically together. And here's what I want you to notice in your life. Where am I feeling this feeling? Is there a place where I am feeling this feeling? The feeling I got this weekend was kind of like a feeling of puzzle pieces. You know, when you finish a puzzle, or if you're working on a small puzzle and then all of a sudden the pieces start to fall into place. Have you ever had an experience where you are putting something together like a puzzle and the pieces start to fall into place? All of a sudden you can see clearly and you're like, oh yes, here. It's almost like lock and key, right? Like things click in. Something clicks in. It feels really good. Something else clicks in. It starts to show you that that piece over there is going to click in here. And then that piece over here is going to click in here. And then it all starts to click. Yes. And then what happens is there's a flow and an ease, right? We talked about hyperfocus. We've talked about flow. We've talked about the ease that happens sometimes in our lives. This is a part of that. The synergy creates a flow that is now moving without you needing necessarily to move it. The mastermind has created such powerful synergy for these women. And I think it's the container of the mastermind. It's also the women in it because we co-create it. I'm leading it, of course, so I'm the coach. And even though I'm a really powerful coach, it is a co-creation space. I am very much in tune with what they need, what they want, what's going to get them results. And we very much focus on results in the mastermind. So the synergy is these pieces of the puzzle all clicking, click, 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 to create a really powerful, at times it felt like a vortex, a really powerful vortex, a powerful connection and interaction and cooperation that leads to a combined effect that is way greater than any of us individually could have attained or individually could have thought. That is what I am witnessing in the mastermind. This is what I want you to start being aware of in your life. Where in your life do you have synergy right now? Where in your life are things going easier maybe than you expected them to go? Where in your life are things in flow right now? Have things clicked maybe on your team where you work at? Or maybe it's in your marriage or in your relationship? Is there a flow and an ease and a comfort in your relationship? Or maybe it's your role as a caretaker or your role as a mom or your role as a business owner? And maybe there's certain aspects of your business that are clicking, that are like, oh yeah. Like for me, full transparency, one of the things that's starting to click is Instagram. Yes, I know. It's taken me years to get to a place where I'm like, oh, I finally understand it. But I think towards the end of last year, something clicked in my brain. Synergetically, I started to feel this dance with Instagram where I was like, oh, I'm starting to get it now. How to use stories, how to really post, how to be fully transparent. I'm being more myself. I'm starting to little by little, but there's definitely something that's building there. So right now, I feel like I have synergy with IG and we're growing faster. And I don't have a lot of followers, guys. So I just want to, you know, give you guys a disclaimer. You don't have to have a lot of followers to be a successful business person, to be a successful coach. I mean, I'm a successful coach and I don't have, you know, tons of followers. What I do have is loyal followers. And what I do know how to do is how to enroll and provide value that gets people moving. And that's part of what creates synergy. That's part of why you can have a synergetic relationship with things. So here's the question I want you to ask yourself this week. One, what do I currently have synergy with? What am I synergetically connected to right now? Just sit with that question for a moment, because there could be lots of things in your life that you're not even noticing that you are synergetically connected to. Things like water. Maybe you love water and you have a synergy with it. There's an energy and a connection with it that it opens up possibilities for you. You know, being in water, swimming, drinking water. I mean, for me, I feel connected to water all the time. I drink a lot of water. I'm not necessarily in a pool or taking a bath. I do shower, but but because I'm constantly drinking water, what I'm connected to is the flow of it in my body. And that feels really good. Is there something that you feel synergetic connection with right now? It doesn't necessarily have to be other people. It could be other things in your life. I just want you to notice where the synergy lies. For those of you that are creatives, right? Because there's a couple of people in the mastermind that are creative artists. They experience synergy quite often is what I'm realizing. Because their work, when they're collaborating with other people, when they're working on an art project together, when they're building something together, there is this synergetic energy that I've noticed that happens where what they're creating is so much bigger, more powerful, and sometimes even more beautiful than what they could have imagined creating by themselves. What's starting to emerge in me, guys, is a belief that, especially as Latinas, but as women of color, we are meant to build in community. 100%. We are meant to build in community. You know, for many years, I had the belief that one-on-one coaching was the best thing because in a one-on-one session, I could really dive in deep. I could take somebody to all the places they were hiding from or didn't want to show people because of whatever's going on in their story. And in one-on-one, you have the time, you build the intimacy, you build the trust to be able to do that. And I spent many years coaching one-on-one and I loved it. And I still coach some VIP one-on-one clients. So I still do one-on-ones. If anybody's interested, hit me up or send me a DM or an email. But the truth is, what I'm experiencing now in the mastermind, which by the way, they do get some one-on-one sessions. They get 4 one-on-one sessions over the 6 months of the mastermind with me. So there's a combination. That's the most beautiful thing. Because what I'm experiencing is the value of doing this work in group. Some of the most powerful breakthroughs for women in the mastermind have come from watching other women say something or experience something or walk through a process that was really uncomfortable and get to the other side. When we witness, right? The power of witnessing, when we witness each other and we witness what is possible when that happens, so much opens up. So much opens up for us. And that is the value of doing this work in community. That is the value of having a sisterhood of other women who, just like you, are scared of like going out there and doing the thing because we all have been there. And you never get rid of the fear. So no matter what level of success you hit, you have to learn to manage the fear. But because we see each other taking small, courageous steps, we're able to move faster. We're able to move forward. We're able to take even bigger leaps. That's what I saw this weekend in the magic that we created together. And the synergy is like its own living entity. I mean, there are things happening. People are collaborating. People are coming up with business plans. People are getting together to do masterclasses. There's all this stuff that's happening that I'm not even involved in that is valuable for them, that they are creating because of the connection, the relationship, the trust, and the practice of the work. Practicing the work is part of what builds synergy in your life because it has you find the courage to be able to be vulnerable. Yes, there's that word, vulnerable, to open yourself up. And when you open yourself up and you let people really see you, sometimes they will also open up and let themselves be seen. And then you've got two people who are being really authentic. And when that happens with three people, four people, five people, woo! Synergetically, what can grow from that is going to be amazing. It is already amazing. The results they're getting blow my mind. And they're going to continue to get massive results because in the mastermind, we really are all about results no matter what. I mean, it's a big investment. I want you to make the investment and feel good about making it because you know that you're going to make it back, right? That you're going to make money. And making money is about who you're being. So there goes that being work again that gets to be done in the core. Okay, so here's the questions for the week that I want you to take with you. One, where are you currently experiencing synergy? What area of your life or what relationship are you experiencing synergy in? And if you're not experiencing synergy, that's okay too. I want you to be aware of the fact that this kind of leveling up and exponential value and expansion exists. Like even that, just spending some time thinking about how can I create synergy? What are the things that I can do to actually bring forth synergy? That alone is valuable because it's building new brain neuron connections around this idea of exponential value, right? Of really creating some deep value that's bigger than what you could do by yourself. A greater combined effect. Combined effect that actually is bigger than what you had initially thought of just for yourself. One of the best ways to make sure you reach your goal, one of the best ways to get past issues around self-worth, around feeling like you're not good enough, feeling like you're not smart enough, or feeling like you're not enough, one of the most powerful ways to get past that and break through that narrative is by attaching yourself, committing yourself, connecting yourself to something that is bigger than you, a cause that is bigger than you, maybe something that you're passionate about that is bigger than you, a mission or a vision that will drive you, something that inspires you, that will get you up and out and moving. It's one of the best ways to move you through any sort of worthiness conversation. Also, when you have a big mission or vision, and you know, the mission could be your family, building for your family or building for the future you envision for yourself. Once you're connected to that, that's going to move you forward to build synergy. That's part of this connection because you're now connected synergetically to this vision. Yeah. Okay. Here's some ways in which you can start to create more synergy in your life. One, synergy comes from authenticity. You got to be real. You got to be real with people and vulnerability. It comes from dropping into your heart, dropping the facade, and actually being vulnerable with people. Because when you're vulnerable in your heart and they're vulnerable in their heart, now you've got heart-to-heart connection. And synergy doesn't happen just in the brain. It happens in the heart. So it's important for you to practice authenticity and vulnerability. Next, being with the right people. Yes, if you want to build synergy into your life because you have a goal you want to reach, let's say, and you want to get to that goal faster, quicker, with more ease, calling in the right people into your life, people who are building things, people who are working on their life projects, people who are going to their growth edge, people who are experiencing the fear and doing the thing anyways. Those are the people you want to be around. Those are the women. Those are the friends. People who are actually doing stuff, not just complaining about everything that's happening in the world, but instead are focusing their time and energy on how can I make a difference? What can I do to improve myself, improve my life, improve my community, make an impact? That's the people that you want to build relationship with, because synergy happens when everybody combined is united. One of the things that I realized this weekend is I, because of who I'm being, have called in women who are really committed to making an impact with others. And I see it in each of them. Their mission, their vision, the reason they're growing their business, it's so much bigger than just about them. They're all connected to wanting to make an impact. And this is actually something that I've noticed about women of color, that we are aware, once we wake up, we are aware that it's not just about us. Because I've coached lots of different types of people. I've coached every ethnicity you can think of. I mean, I've been a coach for 18 years, right? I've coached thousands of people at this point. Not everybody thinks about community. Some people are in it for themselves. There are people that are like, I just want to get mine. I want to get my money. I want to get to that director level. I want to get to that CEO level. And that's fine. Also, by the way, if you want to do it just for you, that's beautiful. But one thing that I've noticed about women of color is the inspiration they have around wanting to bring other people up with them. Yeah. Or wanting to do it for themselves so that they can be a leader, so that they can be at that table, so that they can represent. So it's not just about us. For so many women, it really is about building for our community, so that we are taking up more space collectively. And that vision, that's part of what drives this synergy, because we're all synergetically committed to that shared vision. Even if we're doing it in different ways, right? Because in the mastermind, there's an attorney, there is a couple of creative artists, there's people that own businesses that are products, and then there's coaches. There's lots of different types of individuals in the group. Somebody in real estate, not everybody is related to the same industry necessarily, or has the same exact goal, or is in the same place in their business. Some people are more at the beginning of their business, some people are scaling their business and in a much more mature place in their business. So it just depends. But I will tell you this, synergy is an amazing feeling. When you find it, woo, hold on to it for as long as you can. I don't know how long this synergy of the mastermind is going to last. I think it's just there now and it's not going to go away. And women are going to step into it because that's the frequency of vibration that the mastermind is in. That is just where it's at now. It's kind of like its own living entity. This business that I've created, this container, right? I call my coaching programs containers. This container that I've created has its own beating heart. And it is a beautiful, beautiful beating heart. Such an amazing beating heart. And we're going to be opening up the doors to the mastermind very soon. Yes. So if you'd like to know more about the details of my Get It Done mastermind, go to the link in my IG and get on the wait list. You can also go to my website, wendyamara.com, and get yourself on the wait list. Go to the page on the mastermind information. It's called the Get It Done Mastermind. And then click to get on the wait list. The wait list is an email list where you're going to get specific information about the mastermind, because I do training specific to it. I also do a Q&A session. You're going to get special invitations to webinars, trainings, information that I do specifically for people interested in learning more about the mastermind. If you're in a place where you're wanting to scale your business, you need to get into my mastermind. If you're in a place where you're serious about hitting your business goals this year and you've started to understand some of this being work, you get that it's not just about strategy, that if you're not in the right mindset, in the right belief, feeling, the strategy is not going to work for you. If you understand that, you need to get into the mastermind, because it's absolutely going to blow your mind and blow your results, meaning we're going to skyrocket you up in the air, and you're going to hit even higher results than you had ever thought, mostly from who you're being. But we also do some deep strategy work in the mastermind too. Okay, if you have any questions for me, of course, DM me on Instagram or send me an email at hello@wendyamara.com. And quick reminder, I am going to be doing Q&A from the audience about every 8 weeks or so on the podcast. So if you have a question that you want to get coaching on, if you're struggling with something, if you have a challenge that you need help with, send me an email to hello@wendyamara.com. And you never know, I might answer that question on the air, on my podcast. I love giving laser coaching, and usually my coaching is really effective in opening up people to new possibilities they didn't even think were possible. New ways of looking at things that lead to solutions. At the end of the day, guys, what I really want for all of you is that you get to a place where you get to experience this level of freedom, what I am experiencing. I am clear now more than ever that I can create whatever I want. You can do the same. You can create whatever life you want. You can actually design your life. You can design your business. You can design your career to fit you, what you really want. Because life is not happening to you. You are happening to life. I love you all, and I'll see you on the next episode.
This is your reminder, Mujer, that you can absolutely build it. You can build the business that you want. You can build the career that you want. You can build yourself into the person that makes all of that happen. And it requires learning how to manage your human brain, learning how to dance with your emotions, and learning how to stay in consistent action, which is exactly what I teach in Inspired Action, my group coaching program. Join us today for accountability, support, community, entrepreneurship, strategy, and actually learning how to implement the mindset tools that I talk about here. Go to wendyamara.com and click on Inspired Action to learn more. You can also follow me on Instagram @WendyAmara to stay up to date on my latest offerings. Don't forget, Mujer, that if you really want to learn to swim, you have to get in the water. So come take action with us. We get in the water every single week. I'll see you on the next Yes, Mujer, Build It.